Simon Kofkes is about the sugya of Recha Milsa, and Sif Aleph starts the case of Rav and Levi. Machlokas Rav and Levi in Sachem Daf Ayin Vav. An Aleph on the base, Sachem Daf Ayin Vav, whether Recha Milsa or Recha Lav Milsa. Maybe we'll see a little at the end of the siman exactly what that phrase means. Rav holds Recha Milsa, and Levi holds Recha Lav Milsa. Their machlokas is if you, your tzola, you roast kosher meat with treif meat. Well, then the smell of the treif goes into the kosher. Will that answer it or not? They have a whole machlokas, a whole shot from the target there. In the end, the maskana of the Gemara seems to be, sounds like Recha is Milsa, because the very end of the sugi you have, where Kahana learns the Braisa, if you bake bread with meat in the oven, then that bread is flitschik. And then there's actual case of fish that was roasted with meat in the oven, and Rav and Parzika considered a fleishik, Asher eating it with kutach, and then there's a halacha that we're not getting into now, which is in the second chaluk of Yordea, that the last line they go with Mar Barabashi says it's Asher to eat fish that was roasted next to meat at all, because of sakana, and that's the marker of the whole idea of fish and meat being sakana, but that's not our topic right now, but it sounds like at the end we take Recha Milsa seriously. So there are two, if you just read this sugya, you'd have two reasons to think, just before we get to Shulchan Aruch, two reasons to think we should paskin Recha Milsa. Number one, because Rav held Recha Milsa and Levi held Recha Lav Milsa, we usually hold like Rav. And number two, because at the end of the Gemara we say that if you bake bread or fish with meat and the smell goes in, that it's fleishik. So you would think we should paskin Recha Milsa. There actually are those who paskin Recha Milsa. Rabbeinu Chananel passed that way. I don't think he was quoted in the Beis Yosef. I hope we all saw the Beis Yosef. It was back in Siman Tzadi Zayin. It was just a chov we had to pay. So if not, we could fill it in. And likewise, the Bali Tosos and the Balamor paskin Recha Milsa. That's the general derech of the Bali Tosos, based on this sugya. However, Rashi and the Rif and many of the Rishonai Svarad paskin Recha Lav Milsa like Levi. Why? Right, because the same exact what seems to be the same exact machlokas comes up in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Vav on the base, which could be found here in Sif Hey, which is called Bas Tiha. It was a certain, the truth is not 100% clear in all the Rishonim exactly how they did it, but let's assume it was a certain way that they would put a straw into a barrel of wine. Experts could do this. Quality assurance of wine was very important in their days. So an expert could put a straw and without even sucking any wine, just taste the smell of the wine, and he could tell the quality of the wine. And that was a very important thing to do in those days. Questions are you allowed to do it with treif wine? And that's the machlokas Abaye and Rava. Abaye says Recha Milsa, so you're not allowed to take the smell of this treif wine, or Yayin Nesech even. Well, Rava says Recha Lav Milsa, so you are allowed to. And it seems to be the same machlokas, so they both bring similar shakla tires and the price of paschama, etc., which we'll see in Sif Dalet, I think it'll be. So that's Abaye and Rava, and of course we should paschim like Rava. And everyone, except for the Ben Chananel, but let's assume we paschim like Rava. By Rava, we hold like Rava, and Rava is the Basroi of all the Amorayim, Kemat. So we hold like Rava that Recha is Lav Milsa. So that's the basic machlokas. Again, the Bali Tosvos and the Balamor assume that really they're two separate machlokas. There's one kind of Recha Milsa, another kind of Recha Milsa. We pass them like Rav about roasting meats, and like Rava when it comes to, and that's Tosvos right there, all Alatar. In I think in both of what is our and Psachim, or at least in Psachim, but like Rava when it comes to smelling the Ayin Nesach. However, the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi and the Rabban and the Ran, most Rishonei Sfarad, assume that it's all one sugya, Reicha Milsa, Reicha Lav Milsa, and we hold like Rav, that Reicha Lav Milsa against Rav. The question is, what about the Maskana of the sugya of Psachim? So we said there were two reasons to hold, we would think to hold Reicha Milsa. Number one, Rav and Levi should hold like Rav. So the Rif and the Rambam would say, okay, but Abayin Rav would hold like Rava. Rava beats Rav, because he's Basroi. So we hold Reicha Lav Milsa. What about the end? The end of that sugya has, Rav Kahana has a brisa that says, right, if you roast bread with meat, it becomes fleishik. Rav Perzika says, if you roast fish with meat, it becomes fleishik. So what about the end of that sugya? So what do you do with the maskana of the sugya? It's a brisa and seems to be a psak of Reicha Milsa. So Rashi says, we don't hold like the end of that sugya. That was all the Das Yachid. We hold Reicha Lav Milsa. Rashi says, it says Reicha Lav Milsa, Legamri, Reicha Lav Milsa. However, what does the Rif say? So the Rif says, we hold Reicha Lav Milsa, but even though, now there are many variations of this as well, even though Reicha Lav Milsa, Lechachila were machmir. Reicha's lav milsa, but lechachila were machmir. So what does that mean? If you would have roasted your bread with treif meat, it would be par. Say, look, Reicha lav milsa, the bread's still kosher. Since you roasted your bread with kosher meat, so you could eat the bread in a fleishik meal. So lechachila, just eat the bread in a fleishik meal and not in a milchik meal. So we're machmir lechachila.
Again, this sounds like it's mutter.
Ah, that is a very good point, which the Rif didn't really properly deal with. There's a I'm not sure exactly what he would say. There's a Ravid on this who takes this approach and says,
makes it very complex.
The Ravid says, that Gemara Bastia, that's Mutar even Lechachila. You know why? Because you're not even eating anything. You're just testing the quality of the smell. Of course, then it becomes sort of complex, because if that's different because you're not even eating anything, why should that be tied into the regular sugya Reicha Milsa at all? He'd have to say that it's only tied into the B'yevet level, but on the Chachil level it's a different story. But that gets complicated. But what you'd have to say is that the Isser L'Chachil only applies when your mom is doing the Maisa Achila. Even though on the B'dievet level, the two sugyas are discussing the same thing. So let's just add, there are many other chilukim as well. The Rif has another day, maybe it's also because it's considered like bitlis, damishis matirin, if there's a little smell in the bread. There are Ramban and the Ran of other ants. Maybe they're only machra at basar b'cholav. Maybe, you know, because it's all mutter and you might come to make a mistake and eat it together, or because you're familiar with the two tastes, and if you smell the two tastes, you might come to eat it together. All right. Lemaisa, let's just pause it for a second. Lemaisa, we have, and I'll also cause the rabbis, four shitas as to how to deal with the fact that we have a sugya in Psachim that in and of itself would indicate Reicha Milsa, and a sugya in Avodah Zarah that sounds like Reicha Lav Milsa. The Rav says, Taimelon, Reicha Milsa, like Psachim, even though it's against Rava. That's a real Das Yachid. To go against Rava is quite radical. Right, Orthodox Jews usually don't do that. But the Rav is a Das Yachid, he goes against Rava. The Bali Toslos and the Balamor, but the Bali Toslos and the Rishonei Ashkenaz say that they are two different sugyas, even though they appear to be linked, and they bring some similar shakalatari, they're two different sugyas. In the, the roasting meat sugya, we hold Reicha Milsa. But when it comes to the Bastia sugya, that's that ascertaining the quality of the smell of the wine, we hold Reicha Lav Milsa. What's exactly the difference between them? There are many formulations. But at least in the Tosfos on the Daf, they say the machlokas about the meat is that meat sort of has not such a strong smell. So they were arguing whether that's milsa or not, and we hold it is.
Machlokes of the wine, they were saying, the wine has a kind of smell that's actually bad for you because it's too strong, so if that melts or not, and we hold it isn't.
The Rashi said, Haimalon, Recha, well, in order, the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rishonei Sfarad, say, Haimalon, Recha, Lav Nosa, against Rav, but Asur L'Chachila, or some similar Svara, and Rashi says, Haimalon, Recha, Lav Nosa, against Rav, and against Rav Kahana, and Rav Elie Parzika, and the whole, like, Maskana of that Gemara and Pesachim, which hopefully you've had a chance to see. Those are the basic shitas. That's the sunya. Who do we paskin like? Anyone? Which shita do we paskin like? What? Right, we paskin, even though here it's the Machlokas, you know, the Rishonim, we seem to paskin pretty clearly, like the Fedeshita, we'll see there are exceptions. We paskin that Recha Lav Milsa, but Asur L'Chachila. That's the Pesach. And what we're going to do when we learn through the first few Se'ifim of this Siman of Shulchan Aruch is basically we'll see that Pesach, and we'll see a whole list of exceptions, even though the Halacha L'Maisa is going to be the exceptions. We hold fine Recha Lav Milsa, but Asur L'Chachila. Then we'll see, but what about the exceptional cases where we hold this Mutar L'Chachila? Or what about the exceptional cases where we hold this Asur B'Dyavad? That's what the Shulchan Aruch is going to talk about. Adam.
What does it say? Bas
what? Bas Tiha. Bas Tiha is that case where you put the straw into the Yayin Nesech. It's actually some complicated straw mechanism. And you ascertain from the smell what the quality of the wine was. Okay, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch then. Shulchan Aruch. Ein solen basar ksheira im basar nevela o shel behema tmeya betaner echad. It's asur lechachila to roast kosher meat with treif meat in the same oven. V'yapi she'ein nogim zeh, even though they're not touching each other. So it's not like simen kohei were sli and touching each other, just the smell. Still asur v'im tzlana reizam water, but for the evidence, it's okay, because we say the smell is lav milsa. V'afilo ha'isa ha'asura shmeina harbim teres raza. Even if the iser was super duper fat, apparently the fattier, the more of a smell. And the heter was super duper lean, which would be the strongest smell imaginable. And when you get the strongest smell, when the heter doesn't have a good smell, and the iser does, so the iser smell is so noticeable in the heter, even so, even though it made a big difference that it's so noticeable, the iser smell, still Recha Lav Milsa. The imataner gadol shemasik shenim aser esronin, upiv pasuach mutter litzlosambo, uvavachlo yuguzem zeh. However, here we have an exception that's mutter even l'chachila. If it's a big oven, now this is not, this heter is not in this sugya. The Tosfos and the other Rishonim bring it up. I think the Svara. If it's a big oven, which big is defined as holding 12 Esron, upiv pasuach, and if the door is open, then it's mutter even l'chachil, as long as, of course, they're not touching each other. Or if one of them is covered, right, with either dough, which would block the smell, or a pot cover, then it's mutter even in a small oven, l'chachila, because the covering blocks the smell. The shear, by the way, of Shneimasar Sronim, is actually quite the complicated shear. We mentioned this at the very last Pesachei Tshuva in Hilchas. Basar B'Cholav brings down a machlokas exactly what is the shear of 12 esronim of 12 esronim mean? Does it mean 12 esronim on the floor of the oven? Does it mean 12 esronim volume in the oven? Or does it mean 12 esronim on the walls of the oven, because in the days of Chazal, they used to bake oven bread on the walls of the oven, and exactly had a cheshbon 12 Asronim, the Chachmas Adam, I mentioned in the Bina Sadam footnote, did a whole cheshbon as to exactly what 12 Asronim were, and he figured out it was 300 cubic tfachim. So 300 cubic tfachim means, since there he's assuming the bread is a tefach thick, frozen, I mean, that's already Nifshonim, you need 300, either if you're going to go by the walls, you know, if you're going to go by the oven volume, you need 300 cubic tfachim. If you're going to go by the four walls of the oven, you need 300 square tfachim on the walls, meaning an average of 75 square tfachim on a wall, is the wall of our average oven. The gross ovens, clearly not. 75 square tfachim, what's that, about 9 tfachim by 9 tfachim? Lechora, our average ovens are not big enough to be considered a big oven if you go by the four walls of the oven. Although if you go by the volume of the oven, 300 cubic tefachim, then what's the square root of the cube root of 300? Anyone? Kind of sending. Less than 7 tefachim. So you might get that. Lemaisa, halach lemaisa, what does this mean? This means forget about the gross ovens. We, lechora, shouldn't assume that our ovens are big ovens, unless you really have a big oven, like in the pizza store. The mamish have a big oven. Lechora, most of our ovens are probably not big ovens, so we wouldn't have this heter of taner gadol.
Is this the same question of Zeya?
Nothing to do with Zeya. Who's talking about Zeya?
Meaning, the coolers of Zeya of taner gadol.
And nothing to do with the Yud-Bezah
Sronim. You could say there are...
Yeah, and the other thing, the vent was a big thing, and the he meant bigger than like a pot or something.
Wouldn't it be the same idea if there's no Zeya somewhere?
What does Zeya have to do with Reichel?
I thought Zeya was just more concentrated.
No, Reichel is smell, Zeya is steam. I think they're two totally different phenomena. What does smell mean? The way I understood it, steam is evaporated water that comes out of a food, is steam. Smell is not through evaporated water. Smell is just when you smell something, you're not getting evaporated water from that. It's just that smell particles somehow flow through the air.
Doesn't it float through the evaporated
And when you smell besamim, that's not water vapor or liquid vapor.
But it's something that's kind of parts of
the Yeah, but it's not the same kind of... I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you have to really ask a scientist, but I don't see a priori any reason they should be equal.
Working within Reicha Milsei, which Lucha Chil were makar for, why is there a problem when the heter is shame? We say, it's, I mean, the shaks it does.
We'll get to that.
Deals with it.
I'm not talking about that yet. So first I want to talk about the Tanner. So what have we seen so far? If the Tanner, which I apologize, we'll get back to it. If the Tanner is big and an open door, then it's mutter even Lucha Chil. The Rama continues. The same applies to basar b'chalav, meaning, can you cook meat and milk in the same oven at the same time? Yeah, and forgetting about Zeya for now. The answer is l'chachila, no, because the reyach, the meat, will go into the milk, but b'diyev, and vice versa, but b'diyeved, it's fine. V'nogin l'chachmin l'chachila filu b'taner gadol, u'b'diyeved l'chachila filu b'taner katan. Our minhag is to be Machmir l'chachila even in a taner gadol, and to be matur b'dieved even in a taner katan. Meaning, what's the chiddush here? Which half of this Ramah is the chiddush? What? First half, that we're machmir l'chachila even in taner gadol. Now it sounds here like he's agreeing or disagreeing with Machaber.
Let's say minhag, it's going to say he's arguing.
Right, so it sounds, about what is he arguing with the Mechaber?
Mechaber wouldn't be Machmir Tanar Gadol, he would be L'Chachila. He would say, if you're Tanar Gadol, you can do it L'Chachila without, you can just do it L'Chachila.
Right, so that's exactly, it sounds like he's Machmir on a Tanar Gadol. It sounds like he is Machmir on a Tanar Gadol. Even he is machmir on a taner gadol, even l'chachila against the mechaber. However, the shach in sifkatan gimel assumes that he's not
arguing with the Mechaber. The Shach assumes, no, he really agrees with the Mechaber's heter of Tanur Gadol. So what's he saying when he says, we're machmer lechachil by Tanur Gadol, and make up the Dievet even by Tanur Katam? He's talking about where it's not Piv Pasuach, where the oven's not open. So that's the Chiddush. Let's see for a second. Make a little chart. Here we have Tanur. Any of these work? Tanur. One second. Hold up. Lose them on the marker. Tanur Gadol. Tanur Katan. Piv Pasuach. Oh, sorry. Piv Sasum. So, what the Mechaber seemed to say is that it's always Asur Lechachila, meaning Mutter B'Diavet, except for a Tanur Gadol and Piv Pasuach, which is Mutter even Lechachila. Now the Ramah comes and says, no, we Asur Lechachila and Mutter B'Diavet, whether it's Gadol or Katan. What does he mean? It would sound to me like he's arguing the Mechaber. The Shach says no. The Shach says he's talking about where it's Piv Sasum. He's talking about where it's closed. Where it's closed, that's where he means whether it's Gadol or Katan, we're Machmer Lechachila, and we're Mekel B'Dievet. Ah, but the Ramah says a little later, if we just skip a few lines of Ramah, of the Yud of the Gra, Yesh Omrim De'ematir and Recha Afilu B'Dievet, Elam Kenatana Pasuach Tzatz V'Natzadu L'mal Mokshosh and Yotze, Mokam Hefzer in Lechachmer B'Dievet, says Yesh Omrim, some people say, right, Yesh Omrim, we'll see why in a second, that even B'Dievet it's Osir, unless it's open. Right, unless it has a little opening. And that's how he's machmir, unless there's a hefzid. They're going to say hefzid meruva. So he's on a piv sasum, he's machmir even b'dievet. So in what case does he make a b'dievet and machmir l'chachila? If the piv is sasum, but, what? Even if it's, no, because what he just said is, it's asur l'chachila, whether big or small, it's much of the evidence whether big or small. So what case is that? If he agrees with the Mechaber, it's not an open door. Then it's much of the Chachila if it's big. And it's also not a closed oven, because then he answers even with the evidence. So this is a case where if you...
Yeah, the top right one also answers.
No? That's what you would think reading the Ramah, but that's not what the Shach says.
No, he says right here, he says down there.
So Lechor, this is a case where Piv Sasum... Upasuach tzas. What's his lashon? Min hatzad. Ol lemala. Bemakom sheha ashan yotze. Sorry, there are most saying what's a if it's closed, but it's open a little. There's a little opening either on the side, which is where the normal door was. Or there's a little vent to let out steam. Nowadays, we don't fill out smoke. Nowadays, we don't smoke because we have steam, but the same idea. That's when it's asur l'chachila either way. If it's totally closed, then it's asur b'dieved. Unless it's a makom hefzid. So this is a l'chor, what the Ramah means, if he's not arguing on the Mechaber, which is what the Shach assumes, that's gotten gimel. The Shach says, Ayin, etc. Dispiel of the Rav, that Filuk Shatana Pasuach, Mat Lamalav, Utana Godol, Asul Hachil, Lissel Setterim Isser. When is Asul Hachil? If it's a little open, and it's a Tana Godol. The nearly is Vasasam, Kanka Mechaber, but he's Medaik, the Ramah agrees with the Mechaber, Ayin, Mishub Soch Mamish, that if it's totally open, then he agrees with the Mechaber. So he's only arguing on the Mechaber if it's a little open. But if it's totally open, he agrees with Mechaber. And this would be the halach l'maisa. If it's totally open and a tanur gadol, that would be mutter even l'chachila. That would be like, I don't know, some of those pizza ovens or big ovens. And if you leave the door open, but you don't have to, but if you do, that would be mutter even l'chachila. A small oven with the door open, or any size oven with the door closed but a little vent or a little bit of an opening, that would be also l'chachila, but mutter b'dieved. And if it was totally, totally closed, then whether big or small, you know, there's not even a vent or anything, that would be also even b'dieved, except for makom hefzid meruva. That's as far as the size of the oven goes. Which means for our normal ovens, most of our ovens have vents, right? There's some opening where the steam can go out, someplace on the oven. So our ovens would be like a piv susim, but it would be open a little lamala, so it doesn't even matter if our ovens are big or small. It doesn't matter how you cheshbon, but if you take the whole oven into account, maybe it would be called big. If you only took the four walls into account, it would be called katan. Doesn't matter. Either way, it's also the chila much of the evit.
Is it possible that the leaders in the opening hand are going to give up recha, or that is not possible? Recha only comes from the side.
That we'll see later, that leaders don't give up recha. It's a before drama. Okay.
So according to the Shach, the Ramah's first Nogim Lahachmir is just repeating the Machaber.
Exactly. According to the Shach, he's not saying anything different. Well, it's not necessarily repeating the Machaber. It's telling you that. One second. I guess he's telling you, even if it's open a little, even if there's a vent, we're still Machaber in a Tanur Gadol. So he is adding a little, but it's not really adding very much.
So where are
our ovens? So our ovens are there. Meaning it's unclear whether our ovens are big or small. The gross one's definitely small. But a regular oven, it'd be unclear, because if you took the volume of the hole inside of the oven, if it was a big oven, it might be considered big. If you just took the volume of sticking bread on the walls of the oven, it would be small, or smaller ovens, like Israeli ovens, would be small. But either way, whether it's big or small doesn't matter, because all our ovens, we close the door when we bake in them, and they have vents. So therefore, there would be pin sasum, but it would be open a little in the vent, and it would be also l'chachila, but much of it yevid, which means that if you roasted meat and baked bread in the oven at the same time, that would be also l'chachila, eat that bread with milk. But b'di'eved, let's say you cook meat and milk in that oven at the same time, it'd be mutter b'di'eved to eat it because, you know, there's no other option.
And sometimes people broil things in the oven, they leave it open a little bit. So the fact that you have a vent and that you have it open a little bit.
Still, if it's not totally open, that wouldn't be considered a piv pasuach. We hardly ever have mitzvahs of piv pasuach nowadays. So since the only time there's a difference between katan and gadol is when it's piv pasuach, and we rarely do that. Although someone could, meaning you could say, oh, I'm doing this. Today I want to cook treif and kosher meat in my oven at the same time, I'll leave the door open. That would work. Then you would have to inquire whether our ovens are tanur gadol and tanur katan. And lechor we'd be machmer. Unless you had a really big oven.
Our ovens always are still from the side, no? It's just the opening on the side. So is it pasuk that the piv pasuach?
So that's discussed in the Rishonim, and the Beis Yosef brings down one day that the Mordechai in one place says some people say since our ovens open on the side they're more machmir, but Mordechai rejects that. So it seems to me not that way. And Hilchos Shabbos that also comes out in some Rishonim. It's one of the explanations why our tanurim are like their kivas. Okay, so our ma'isa for us is also chilul much of the eved. If there's no vent, that would be also eating the b'di'eved. And if you're sure your oven was big and you left the door all the way open, that would be mutl chachila, but many of your ovens not so posh that they're big, so unless you have an exceedingly large oven, unless you have like an industrial oven, you can't really be mutl chachila. And you'd still have to leave the door open.
So do we not have the mechaber holds in the patsuach sas?
The mechaber doesn't say anything about that, so does he consider that patuach or not? Not sure. Okay.
The oven itself wouldn't become trained, right?
Through the reyach, I will get to that. Okay, let's take it, I want to take this from the top and just make a list of all the halachas we learn in this. Can I erase this, by the way?
So, halacha l'maisa. We paskin reicha milsa lechatchila, but not bidyevet. Except for the following cases where it is mutter, even lechatchila, and cases where it's usser, even bidyevet. Now, the first case, which was discussed, is discussed in the Nosei Kalim, in the Shach Sifkat and Aleph, and the Taz Sifkat and Aleph as well. They discussed the opening of the Sugim Sachem. I don't remember the first line of the Sugim Sachem when Rav wants to say Reifa's Milsa. What does he say? If you roast kosher meat with trace meat, if the treif meat is fatty, or even if the kosher meat is fatty and the treif meat is lean. This is a makor for what we saw as a very big Indian Simon Kofei, this concept of Azal Hayim Fatim Lahai. He says, not only if he assumes only fatty things have a strong smell. Not only if the treif meat is fatty, it'll treif up your kosher meat. Even if the kosher meat is fatty, it will fatten up the treif meat. The smell of the kosher meat will enhance the treif meat. And then the smell of the treif meat will go back and answer the kosher meat. But the assumption of that whole discussion is that Reich is only Milsa if... what? If one of them is Shami, right? It could be the treif could be Shami, or the kosher could be Shami, and it'll go and enhance the treif, and then the treif will be like Shami. But something has to be Shami. What if nothing's Shami? What if it's all kachosh? So if it's all kachosh, the shach and the taz say, well, then there's no problem with recha. Right? If it's all kachosh, there's no problem with recha. So we have, what if you have shneim kachoshim? Two things are both kachosh, then there should be no problem with recha at all. That's the opinion of the shach and the taz here. That it's much or even with hakila against, who are they disagreeing with? The Torah's chatas, who seems to say, no, that's still also chachila.
Kachosh means weak, or does it mean dry?
Yeah. Here it means lean.
It could be also dry, though,
no? No, kachosh means weak or lean. I'm not sure it means dry. I'm not sure. The Torah's chatas, who they quote here, they all say he made a big mistake. But the Aruch HaShulchan actually holds like him. Says it's still also chachila. So, even though the Shach and Taz are makel, the Torah's chatas is machir. The Aruch HaShulchan is also machir like the Torah's chatas, and as he thinks, this whole discussion of fat and lean is if you want to ask for b'dievet, but chachila we should always be machir. Halach l'maisa, many according to machir. It's not so pashut, the psak in this case, but there's one case where we're for sure makel. Everyone is makel. Let's see. Second. What case do we not worry about Reicha? We're for sure we're Mekel. So the... what?
Terabana?
No. So we actually go a little further than the Isra Heter quote in the Shah. We're for sure Kulei Alma, not the Isra Heter, is Modin Chala. Right? What do you do with Chala? You mafir the Chala and you burn it. When do you burn it? So you mafir the Chala from the dough. And you put the dough in the oven to bake bread, and you put the challah at the same time to burn. You just leave it in longer until it burns. I think that's what most people do. Is that what your wife does?
Don't the Muslims say you should burn it separately?
What?
I'm not sure how early this is or how late, but I thought they all say you should burn it separately.
Okay. I don't know, but most of the Achronim, right? I mean, the Isra Heter says, because challah is chutzah to Rabbanah, but even in... Chalad Raisa, I thought the Yad Yehuda and others, right, that we're not worried about the reich of Chala. We're not worried about the reich. Now, you shouldn't put the Chala on the same tray as the kosher, as the regular bread, but we're not worried about the reich of Chala because bread is for sure is for sure not going to have a strong reyach, because it's not fat. Which is funny, even though bread has a smell, it's not the same level of smell as the same level of smell. So the minig is, I thought we were making, I don't know, anyone else, any married people here? What do your wife do? What? Put it in the oven at a different time. Okay. Anyone? Okay.
It burns faster than a toaster oven.
Oh, that's for sure. Does he?
Close to the what?
Close to the oven.
What does the Prima Godim say? Let's see. This we have to call. Show you Nagach. Okay. Anyway, Yesh. Apparently, there are different minhagim. What to do with challah? I think the Baal Shalom quotes in the Yad Yehuda that he's making on this. The Yisuv Heter is making here, although quoting the Shach Nefet Challah Chutz Laretz, because he's not worried about that. But well, that's the old shaila about truma, etc. You know, should you burn it or could you be makel to throw it out? So Yesh Mekilim, Yesh Machmirim. Same thing as truma, right? Yesh Mekilim. I don't mean Yesh Mekilim in a pejorative sense, that if you're Makris Truma, you just like double wrap it and throw it in the garbage, right? But the preferable thing to do is, because it's Kadosh, you're really supposed to throw it in the garbage. The preferable thing to do is to burn it or otherwise, whatever exactly you're supposed to do with it. It's rough and the burn gets complicated, and not throw it in the garbage. All right. So if you did double wrap your challah and throw it in the garbage, that would be mutter. But I think most people, at least by challah, maybe because it's a badai, are machmer to burn it, and then you can throw it in, once it's burned, you can throw it in the garbage. You can do whatever you want with it. It's not food anymore. Okay. They quoted this, the Marai, who was even more makel. The Marai was makel that even if there's fatty heter and like treif that wasn't shayach to be shamein, that it wouldn't be a fatimit, but okay, that far they didn't go. But lemaisa, the shach and taz are makel when you have things without fat, and so that's controversial, not so pasha to be makel, but many people at least have the minhag to be makel by challah. The next heter we saw was, of course, was Tanur Gadol Upiv Pasua that we discussed already. Right, that's Motor even L'Chachila. Well, again, I don't think we could count on our Tanurim being a Tanur Gadol, because they'd have to be very big if you only counted the volume of the four sticking bread on the four walls. The next heter they bring up, the Mechaber mentions, is Echon Mehem Mechuseh. If one of them is covered, then the smell can't penetrate through a cover. Sounds, fairly straightforward. We'll see in a little later in the Ramah. We'll come back and modify this somewhat, so leave two blank lines. Then we have the Ramah. Yeah?
But if he chooses busing, bread is wrapped in bread, then the bread's going to absorb from the other thing.
So you're asking is if the isser is wrapped in botzeg, then of course the smell of the isser won't get through the botzeg. I mean, maybe a tiny drop of it will, but not. Right, but if the heter is wrapped in botzeg, if the heter is wrapped in botzeg, then why aren't we worried that if the heter is wrapped in butzik, then why aren't we worried about the... So what's inside the butzik going to be, but why aren't we worried that the butzik will become treif? So it may be that what... that he's talking about if you don't want to eat the butzik. Yeah. So it's an okimta in the mechaber. But lechora, what else are you supposed to say, right? Why would you want your butzek to be treif? I guess, did they ever wrap things and cover things in butzek not to eat the butzek just as a cover?
And everything else around.
Yeah, no, maybe that's the vart. Maybe you want to roast your kosher together within the same place with the guy, oven where the guy's roasting his treif, so what do? So you can cover it with a little butzek and throw out the butzek.
Why would it be listed separately within the halakha from kuzah?
It is. I mean, that's how it's listed. A karo of a butzek. You put a plate or a...
It's accomplishing the same thing for you as a kuzah anyway.
No, you might have had a havmi that the smell will go through the butzek to the other side.
Well, that's part of the question. If the butzek becomes...
No, you could say that the reich—you could say the reicha doesn't go out of the butzek without rotev, maybe, or. Right. So normally we would assume that it goes through the whole thing, but I guess in butzek, why won't it go from the butzek to the meat? So I guess we assume it won't go from one kind of food to another kind of food. Yeah, lechachila, you can't say batzik doesn't absorb reyach, because that's the whole sugya of where machbe lechachila and pass. One second. Yeah, the Rabbi Akiva Eger asked this question, but on a different level. That's on the B'di'evit level. On a L'chachila, that's on a L'chachila level. Could you ask? And he doesn't answer it. What would you say here? That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's question a little later. He says, if the Isser is Charif, and the Hetter is covered with Batzik, how does that help? It trafes up the Batzik, and the Batzik will trafe up the... and then the Batzik will trafe up the meat. So, because he's asking on the B'di'evit level. On the L'chadchila level, I think you just have to say that if there's two different types of food, like butzik and meat, then the smell won't really penetrate very strongly past the butzik into the meat.
The sense back then, they didn't want to ruin a whole plate, and they didn't have tinfoil, so batzik was the cheapest way to make a mechutzah.
Right, could be batzik was a, and you didn't have tinfoil. Not everything could be covered with the ka'ara, or who says you have a ka'ara or a
mechutzah. Yeah.
So it could be that the okimta here is you're willing to throw away the batzik in a kanami, even in tanukat and pivsasim. Okay, I'm not sure you could put saran wrap on roasting meat. Then the Ramah continues. Who had done the basar b'chal? Now, midi nahachim we saw the nogin lahachim lechilu filu b'tanu gadol b'diav lahachil filu b'tanu katan. V'im continuing the Ramah v'im apa pasim basar asur laachlo im chalav im yesh lo pas achir. So now he's trying to figure out, and this we have to pay a lot of attention. How do we implement this rule of asur lachilu mutab diavet? What does it mean asur lachilu mutab diavet? So what if you bake bread with meat? So it's also the chachila to eat it with milk. He says im yesh lo pas acher, if you have other bread, right? If this is your only bread and you have milky food, then we'd say, well, it's b'di'evet, so you can eat the food, the bread with milk. But if you have other bread to choose from, then we'd say no, l'chachila, choose the other bread. So do we consider it l'chachila or b'di'evet? If the bread's already been baked, but you haven't decided what to eat it with yet, the answer is it depends. If you have alternate sources of bread, so l'chachila, choose your alternate bread. But if you don't have other bread, we don't say, well, l'chachila, don't eat your meal. Say, no, l'chachila, meal needs bread, and the meal needs, you know, the other food. And if your food is milchik, and you have your bread, then we say, well, b'di'evet, you're stuck. You have to have bread and a milchik meal. So it's no problem, because since we said it's only lechachila, remember we learned some Tzadi Zayin, anything that's us or only lechachila to eat with milk is not within the gzeir of milk and bread at all. Right? If eating it with
Let's say flesh bread. If eating it with milk would only be also l'chachila, then eating it without milk is mutter l'gamri, because it's only gzeira up to eating it with milk, and we don't make gzeira up to something that would be mutter b'dievet, like we saw a few times. So that's not a problem here. So l'maisa, v'chein im goy of a pasim iser, also l'chachos a pasim, yesh lo pas acher, the kol zeh mikri l'chachila, v'lam ein lo pas acher b'revach, mutter b'shneim zeh mikri l'inyan zeh b'dievet. So what's the geder of l'chachila b'dievet? The geder of l'chachila b'dievet, if you roasted bread with treif, then obviously that's called b'dieved. You can eat it. But what about two cases which are unclear? You roasted bread with meat, can you eat it with milk? It was already roasted b'dieved, but l'chachila, you can choose not to eat it with milk. Or, what if a goy sells bread that he baked? He has a bakery, you know, steakhouse. And he baked the bread while he was roasting his meat. So, on the one hand, b'dieved is already baked. On the other hand, l'chachila, you could not buy bread from this store. So the answer to both is, it depends if you have another option. If you have pas acher berevach, if there's a reasonable way to get other bread, then l'chachila, get different bread. But if you don't have let's say this is the only bakery in town, then you could pay $100 some other loaf of bread or go to another town, but that's difficult, that's not berevach. If there's no easy way to get other bread, then that's considered b'dieved and mutter.
Same bread.
What?
Same bread. As opposed to if there's other types of bread.
I mean, if there's other types of bread, I don't know, that might depend on berevach. If the other types of bread were no good. I mean, this is discussed very much in Siman Kuf Yud Beis by Pas Akum. Different type of bread, although I don't know if we'd be so making clear as we got there. L'chor, it's safe. The other bread is just as good. It's just a different type, and that's Pas Acher. If the other bread is not good, then I don't know. You know, if the other bread is whole wheat or something, then... Now this becomes. So let's just chaz for a second. To put it in l'chachila is always usher. That's easy. What if you have pas shenefe im basar? And you want to eat it with milk, right? La'achlo b'chalav. So we say, if you have other bread, then this is called l'chachila, and it's aser, l'chachila, eat your other bread. If you don't have other bread, then b'dieved, it's mutter to have bread with your milk and meal. What if you have goy, sha'afa, pas, in iser? So we say also, yesh lo, pas acher b'revach. If you have an easy way to get other bread, then we say l'chachila it's aser, get other bread. Ein lo pas acher b'revach. Then we say b'dieved it's mutter to buy the bread that has a trace smell in it, because what else are you going to do? Now, why am I paying so much attention to this? Because this is a question that keeps coming up again and again when it comes to buying food that was cooked by a guy in Treif Kelim Lav Ne'yoman. What about buying food that was cooked by a guy in a Treif Kli that wasn't Ben Yomo? Right? Normally, we would assume that Kli is not Ben Yomo is also Chachil, but much of it yevet. Or buying food that has a bitl iser in it, which is also l'chachila, but mutter b'dieved. So what do we say about buying that kind of food? Again, you can't make the food, but should you buy it from the store, or should you go like find another option? So, should we say the same thing? Well, if you have other options, then it's also l'chachila to buy that food. But if you don't have other options, then it's mutter. That's what the Taz deals with here. And if you look, he's medayik from one word in the Ramah. What's an important word in the Ramah? The Zem Mikri? Le'inyan Zed Dieved. Le'inyan Zed, we have what we call B'dieved and L'chachila. But maybe Le'inyan Amachir, and we have a different gender of B'dieved and L'chachila. And in fact, that's exactly what the Taz says. Did anyone ever say that if you have Goyish food with a Nosin Tam Lufgam, it's only Mutter if you don't have another option? What did the Gemara say? Right? The Shemen and the Dibash and all these things of Goyim are Mutter? Because just Nosin Tam Lufgam, which according to most people means, it's just the Eino Ben Yomo. Doesn't say mutter if you don't have another option. Seems to be mutter legamri, right? What do we seem to say by goy shebishel
the Kli Issa. No Saint Tom with Gan. We say whether Yeshlo after Liknos Olav, either way, we call this Bidyeved and say it's Mufter, right? If you go to the store and the store is selling locally produced ketchup that you know it's cooked in a, you know, Nosen Tam Lefgam cable. Or you could buy like a Hamer's brand of ketchup. For Rebach, it's only 10 cents more. Then you're allowed to buy the one that was cooked in the Treif cable. We say Bidyeved. Once it's cooked, it's called Bidyeved. So this is what's interesting. The Taz points out, and it's very confusing, you have to keep track of. When it comes to Eino Ben Yom, on the Chor, also Bitulus Lechachila, once it's cooked, we call that Bidyeved, and you can buy it. You don't have to worry about finding another option. But when it comes to Recha, we say, once the guy already cooked the bread, well, can you eat? If you don't have another good option, you can call that Bidyeved and eat it. But if you have another good option, you say, Lechachila, don't eat it. Why do we have a different Geder here?
Obvious, because the Tam Lefgam is not Tam at all. This is still, there might be a real Tam.
No, but the Taz says Tam Lefgam is still Aser Lechachila. So you're onto something, but he actually, the Prima Gadim in Sifsei Das of Katan Vav actually says it a little differently. He says, he quotes from Minchas Yaakov that we're just more machmir by bread, because bread is the staff of life, and therefore we're more machmir. Again, I should say was. What? On the one hand, you might think we should be more makel by bread, but on the other, that's when it comes to the Evid, maybe. Which, in fact, we are, paspalter, etc. But when it comes to the Lechachilas, no other, we should be more machmir, because if this is the main food, then you want to just keep one step further away from trouble. I think that's a dachuk svar. I'll tell you what I personally think. If you make one chiddush, you could say it much. If you make one chiddush, you could say it much better. But you have to make a chiddush. You could say very. That's the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says that when it comes to buying food for a guy, ain't a ben yomo. We say once it's in the store, it's bidyeved. When it comes to bread that has the reyach of treif, we say, well, it's bidyeved if you don't have another option. But if you have another option, then lechachila, take your other option. Why are we more machmir? Because bread is more chashuv. I thought you have to deny a premise of the Taz. The Taz starts this premise, no sin tam lefgam is also lechachila. I thought you could say a little differently. You say, no, reicha is us. I don't have a mucker for this, but I think it makes sense. Reicha is also lechachila. What does that mean? We weren't sure at a paskin, and the choshish, they said, lechachila be machmir. Maybe nosin tam lefgam, it's not that it's usher lechachila. It's usher to create nosin tam lefgam. But it's not that we're not machmir lechachila that nosin tam lefgam is usher. No, nosin tam lefgam is mutter. You just shouldn't create the situation. And like bitlis lechachila. It's not that we're choshish lechachila, maybe it's not batal. No, it's that lechachila, you shouldn't get into the situation. So by nosin tam lefgam, it's not that we're choshesh lechachila, that maybe it'll really lead you to eating treif. It's just that it's not proper to create the situation. So if you didn't create the situation, then you can eat it. That's called bidyeved. But over here by Recha Milsa, we're choshesh lechachila, that maybe Recha's Milsa, or we're choshesh lechachila, that eating something with a reich of treif will lead to eating treif. Two different formulations. And therefore, even after it's already baked, but lechachila, try to avoid it. So it could be there's two different types of lechachilas. There's a lechachila, which is where choshesh lechachila, you shouldn't, I'm eating it. And therefore we say, what if it's already cooked by a guy? Well, if you have another option, lechachila, don't buy it. But then there's something like nosin tam lefgam. It's not the lechachila, anything bad will happen if you eat nosin tam lefgam. Totally mutter to eat it lechachila. It's just that you shouldn't create the situation, because Chazal were afraid that if you created the situation of nosin tam lefgam lechachila, maybe it would gzeira einu ben yomo atu ben yomo, or einu vatan lechachila, maybe a zilzo in isurim. So there may be two different types of lechachila: a lechachila where there goes on making it is inappropriate, and a lechachila where there goes on eating it. Just
eating is not so bad to be asur legamrei, but it's better to avoid eating it. So over here we have that it's not a difference between bread and other things, that over here the problem is in the eating. The problem isn't in the grilling, the problem is in the eating. If you eat recha, that's very close to eating a tam of treif. While by nos tam legam, a bit lesser, the problem's not in the eating, it's but the legamrei. There's no isur here at all. There's not even a taste of isur, there's not even a smell of isur. The problem is just it's not proper to be mezalzel and yisurim and create the situation like achtila, in which case if the guy already baked it, it shouldn't be achshash. Okay, that's just two ways of resolving this strange linian zeh.
Wouldn't Recha be a problem to Oraisa and the others be just midrabanan?
Why should Recha be a problem to Oraisa?
I don't know, I just assume.
Recha's lav milsa.
But we're being.
Saying Recha might be a achshash of a Doraisa.
Right.
I mean there's a man da Omar who might ask for Doraisa.
Right, we're being ma'amir l'chachila because it's Doraisa, and the other cases are just Darabah.
So there could be another chiluk. Okay, fair enough.
I have a question from before. Do you think you moved past the scope of it? So that's what I want to ask you now. Can I ask you now?
Let's finish the sif, see if we deal with it. Okay, let's continue. Yesh Omrim, we read this. The Ein Matir and Recha Filib Diyevet Elam Kenatana Pesuch Tzas Men Asad. Says this, we already had before on our chart. What's the first case of Asur B'di Eved? If it is Sasol Legamre, right? But we can be Mako, B'makom Hefsid Meruba. Well, the nose of Caleb say, if it's Sasol Legamre, then we're machmer even b'di eved. Where does the Rambam get this idea from? The Gemara doesn't seem to make a chiluk between sasam legamrei and not sasam legamrei. The Rambam gets the idea from the Isra Hetar Arach, but that doesn't answer. So the Gra here points out that he got it from that brisa. We'll see in a little while. There's the brisa of putting the bread on the barrel of wine. The brisa said if you put hot bread on an open barrel of wine, everyone's motor, that's also even b'di'evet. Right? Even Levi and even Rava are motor, that's also even b'di'evet, all the Tanoim. So what makes that so bad? So the answer is because there the bread covers the entire opening of the barrel. It's a whole opening barrel, and the bread covers the entire hole, and there's no place for the smell to escape. So from here, the Rama learned that when there's no place for the smell to escape, that's also even b'di'evet. So therefore, if it's sasam legamrei, there's not even a vent, not even a crack of an opening, then that's usur even b'di'evet, like putting hot, like you have a barrel of wine, and here's the opening, and you put a hot loaf of bread there, then there's no place for it to escape, and it's usur even b'di'evet. The Rama continues, v'yimei itzer davar charif, v'kol shkenim hetzer davar charif, recha milsahi. In a davar charif, recha is milsa, v'afil b'di'evet usur im shneim agulim. In a davar charif, Recha is milsa. It says if the isser is charif, why? Because the assumption is charif has a stronger reach than a regular item. That's for sure. Davar charif has a stronger reach, right? Garlic, onion, things like that, very strong, have a very strong reach. And kolskin, if the heter is charif, why? Again, this is something I'm not sure how to scientifically explain, although I'm sure someone can figure it out. But we saw just like by Naparnani, Binyomo, etc., right? Davar charif can absorb tam better. It can also absorb reach better. So if the isser is charif, it has a stronger reach. And if the heter is charif, it absorbs reach more. So then it's usur even b'di'evet. Now this is not so pashut if you the prima gadim here. And a number of other achronim argue about this. The prima gadim mishnah zav sifkat and hay, I think it is, quotes the pri chadash who is matter in the case of iser charif. And heter charif, he's matter. It makes them both these. The prima gadim says sarchi, and the chachosadim also deals with it. So the pri chadash is mekel lemaisa. It's not so pashut. I wouldn't be makel just tam. But there's a chachma son who is also makel makom hefsin ruba. So makom hefsin ruba, there's what to be somechan. That's the chachmas adam says yish lesmochalav v'makom hefsin Meruba. So there's room to be made on Dabra Karkhaf and Meruba, but not otherwise, because after all, it is a Ramah. Then there are continues. But as we saw before, if it's covered, then it is mutter. And here we have a chumra, the shach. The shach says, you should be machmir. Why should we be machmir? Why should we be machmir lechachila? So this is not 100% clear why he's machmir, in what case he's machmir lechachila. Seems to be machloketim Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Dagon Mirbava here. Rabbi Kiva Eger says he's only machmir lechachila by Dabar Charith. After all, he's discussing a Dabar Charith here. While the Dagon Mirbava says, don't think, because he's discussing a Dabar Charith, that he's only machmir lechachila in Dabar Charith. No, he's machmir lechachila even not in a Dabar Charith. He's machmir lechachila even not in a davar charif. He just happened to mention it here. So we have a machlokas here. Here we have, we said that the heter, if one of them is covered, it's mutter. Right? Echmi em mechusa afilu mebatzeik. But the shach quotes me, it's the heter that one should be machmir lechachila. Lechori, he's only talking about where it's covered with dough. Because I guess we're afraid. Sometimes, you know, you ever seen that? What happens when you cover a pie with dough and bake it, usually? Right, the dough cracks, right? So that's the Yad Yehuda explaining. The dough cracks, and then the smell will get in. So, should we machmir lechachila? So, but, the Shach says, Yesh lahachmir lechachila, and according to the Dagon Mirbava, let's say he assumes also, and according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, Rak the Dover Chorith, the kisoy batzek. Again, I don't know how often this comes up lamaisa, but I guess we shouldn't rely on the kachila. You know, might as well be choshev dagon mirbava. I don't know if you have to pass in that way, and not rely on this kisoy batzek, which is very mysterious anyway. Then the Rama continues. Afu otsalu iser v'heter tachas machvas achas megulin aser. If you roast or bake iser and heter under one pan, and they're not covered, then it's asur afilu b'di'eved, asur even b'di'eved. Hu adinim af b'chayyan apatzim basur asur achlu b'chalav. Likewise, if you baked bread with meat, that would be asur to eat with milk, even b'di'eved, asur if it got mixed with milk. Which then, now it's time to really, for the shach to ask the question, if it's asur even b'di'eved with milk, why shouldn't it be asur to eat even without milk? And he says, well, maybe if it's only a little, it's mu'at, then it's not subject to zero for shifred. Now, is this, it's unclear what does he mean, tachas machvas? What's special about being under a machvas? But pashas, what's special, or why if it's under a machvas together is that we're so worried about the reif even b'di'eved? So, l'chora, what case does he mean? Yeah, where it's under a machvas and there's no place for the smell to escape. Right? You put them both under some sort of pan with the walls of the pan. Blocking it, so then there's no room for the smell to escape. So lechora, we should just tachas machavas achas. That's like sasun lagamrei. It's another echitimtza being in an enclosed area, and therefore it would be the same as what we learned above in the Rama, and that it's aser even b'di'avad. That's the Gra says, and Sivkan does love. Kachos v'shved was well. She tosses that filu b'taner sasam oser b'di'eved. This is a shita. Even in a totally closed oven is also b'di'eved. Kalvachomer in a very small closed area, like under a machlas. Also lachu b'chalav aval b'ze achar ze ein lachush elam keni zia machlas v'shneim does also afilu b'ze achar ze emal yishneim b'dulim da havi kiki soy shel kederik lel semen tzadi gimel. So he says that if you roast them at the same time, tachas machas achas, but what if you do it bazeh achar zeh? Says then there's no problem unless there was zeah. Right? If you do bazeh achar zeh, meaning if first you roast the treif and then you roast the kosher, that's only a problem. There was zeah both times. Then the zeah brings the treif taste into the machas, and the next zeah brings the taste from the machas into your food. So that's only a problem if there's zeah. Here's where Moshe got his idea, which is also really from Hadarkei Moshe, the earlier Moshe, that if it's solid foodstuffs, there isn't usually Zeah. That's what he says, only if there was Zeah. But, so here we have another Kula, actually. What the Kula of the Ramah here? The Ramah says, first he gives a Chumrah. If it's in a small enclosed area, that's also even B'dieved. Then he says, but there's no problem of Reicha, but Zeah achar Zeah. Right, if first I cook the milk, then the Kleishik, or first I cook the tray, then the kosher, there's no problem of Reach. What? Why is there no Reach? Why is there no problem with Reach of Bazaar Farzah? Exactly. There's no problem with Reach of a Bli and a Kli. You don't say the Reach's going to go into the Kli and then out of the Kli into the next food. We don't say Reach goes from food to Kli to food. And that's the Lashon of the Rishon, the Hagos and Amoni, was quoted in the Shach. He lo nimtza reichu pitam l'kli sheyachzor v'yiflot l'ochel. There's no such thing as a reich going into a kli and then coming out into food. It's actually a big machlokas here. What about, does this just mean that smell can't come out of a kli? It can't go in and out? What about just going into a kli? So that's what Rabbi Eger here deals with, and the Pesach Tshuva, according to the Chinuch Beis Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chinuch Beis Yehuda say, Reach can't come out of a Kli, but it can go into a Kli. So if you roast a treif and the Reach went into a Kli, and then that Kli touched kosher, that would be a problem. And Rabbi Kiva Eger actually goes so far as to say, if you roasted treif and the smell went into a Kli, and then there was Zeah from kosher, that would be a problem if the smell would go out and into the kosher, which of course is against the Ramah, who says only usher if it had Zeah in both the treif and the kosher, which is why Rav Moshe Feinstein rejects this, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and it's far from Pasha. But Lemaisa, let's just, what we've seen here for sure is that Reah will not go into a Kli and come back out of the Kli and ask for something else.
In that case, how much of the Kli do we assume would be Boleah?
I guess all of it.
I guess how much of the food is, do we assume, goes into the Reicha?
All of it. I mean, why? Because we don't know where to draw the line, right? Even by Dinah Fimine, Lo Yadana, Lo Yadina. So the Maisa, right. So he says, even though there's an Isser of Reach, we're not worried about the Reach by. We're not worried about the reach of a. We're not worried about the reach from a kli, right? In lechora, this would be even lechachila, but the Ramah says, "Ein reach lekli." We're not worried about the smell of a kli because, after all, kalim they don't really give up much of a smell. It's just a bli inside. The Ramah continues. Yesh omrim d'chol makom dam rinan reicha. Hold one second. Yesh omrim d'chol makom dam rinan reicha milsa va'osur b'di'evet haynu davke the leka shishim in a heter negedo iser. Avav d'ika shishim in a heter afilu b'chol mashe v'taner mevatelo iser l'tzor chefzid yesh linhog kain. Says yesh omrim that it's a bottle of shishim. Right, Yesh Omer, that Reicha Milsa is only a problem if you don't have shishim. But if you have shishim in the oven of kosher food, connected to trade food, it's mutter. And Makom Hefzid, we can rely on that. Why can't we rely on that even in the Shasas Hefzid Meruba? Why can't we rely on that even not Makom Hefzid? Like, is it a pasha? It should be bottle. If even the taste of it, right, would be bottle of shishim, shouldn't the smell be bottle of shishim? So what's the, why should we even hesitate about this? No, here he's talking about b'di'evet, right? Well, how does he start? Yesham chamakan darmina reicha milsa va'oser b'di'evet, right? This is an exception to the isurim b'di'evet, right? We have a few isurim b'di'evet, right? But we have a few isurim b'di'evet. But what he says is, even in these cases which are usher b'di'evet, let's just add, finish the non-Pesach list of isurim b'di'evet. There's a shachs of cut and test, which adds one other thing. Nasa l'reach. We'll see where this comes from. maybe the isser is made for smell, then it smells more chashuv, right? The isser is mamish, like it's an air freshener or a potpourri or a whatever it is. You know, it's a besummit, right? You buy a besummit box, and unfortunately they put in trace besummit. So when you cook them in your oven, oh, whatever. Go figure out a hick utensil. Lemaisa, the all these cases would be usher even with the evet, charef, totally closed. Isser nasal areach means the isser is intended to be besamim. Says, but it's batal b'shishim b'makom hefsid meruba. Right? Don't worry, even in the case of usher b'di'evet, there's an exception. It's batal b'shishim b'makom hefsid meruba. Why should it? Why shouldn't it be pashut as batal b'shishim? Exactly, because apparently the Rama's quote is that this is like, where else do we see this issue come up? We found it come up by Malicha. By Malicha, this is the big discussion. That was the Rama's kula that came out of his chumra. In Simon Kofei Seif Tess, says, we're not sure this smell spreads equally in all directions. It's funny, I would have thought it would, maybe. But I guess maybe not. Maybe the way smell works is that, it goes, maybe air current will blow it in one place, or the closer place, the further place, and maybe it doesn't spread through everything in the oven. So if it doesn't spread through everything equally, then each piece would have to be shisha to be a batal smell. Maybe all the smell went into this piece. We don't know where to draw the line. So why even makom hefsid meruba do we rely on batal shisha? So that's based on Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. We learn in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph the concept of kol masha nichnas pesupik mesayei levatel, which is that even if you're not sure where the isser went, any place where it might have gone counts towards the shishim. That's the case of, I have two pots cooking. I have two 30-ounce pots cooking and an ounce of trait falls into one of them. So Bakum have some rubo, rely on the daya, that it's almost, it counts as bitul b'shishim. Kol masha nichnas b'sofik, anything that might have received the isser, miseyei levatel, helps towards the shir bitul. But we only rely on that Bakum have some rubo. A lot of svaras going on there, which we're not going to get into now. It's all simon about that. But only makom hefsid meruba do we rely on the idea of counting everything towards shishim. But if there's no hefsid meruba, we'll say, oh, we don't know where the smell went. So only if a piece is bigger than shishim would it be mutter, but any piece that's smaller than shishim would be aser. The Rama continues. Yesh omrim. The iser ha'oser b'mashu gon chametz b'pesach reicha milsa v'asar filu b'dieved im hatanur katan v'usasum v'iser v'heter megulin toch hatanur. Some people say that even when we say reicha lav milsa in an iser mashu like chametz on pesach, reicha would be milsa, and therefore for chametz on pesach would be also even b'dieved. If the oven is small and closed, doesn't mean totally closed. That's also b'dieved even in non-Pesach, meaning if it's mostly closed. This and the Isser and Heter are begulim tochatan of Yeshua Mushein Lachalik, and some people say there's no difference in Makom Hefsid, you should listen to the Makilim. Makom Hefsid, you can be Makel. Now this is, as you can imagine, this is a tremendous issue because certainly in the old days with the matzah bakeries, if you found, some accidentally a chametz made it into the matzah, right? Some piece like sat for 18 minutes or something and made it into the oven by accident, would that asar everything in the oven? And you did not even talk about shishim by chametz on Pesach. Well, if you're baking before Pesach, you can. Anyway, Lemaisa, what he says is that. But you're talking about Isser mashu, kigon chametz, the Pesach. If we're talking about a tamer katan, v'sasom, right? But it fasuach tzas, where normally we say by a small oven, but it's closed, but there's a little opening, say asul chachila. So by Pesach, we say it's asul even b'dieved. This is actually a big, fascinating chakira. When we say rechalav milsa, what do we mean? Recha lav milsa, because it's only a kol shehu, which is also a pesach, or recha lav milsa, because it just doesn't count halachically. It's because Reicha Lav Milsa is qualitative or quantitative. So you say, it's machlokas. Yesh Omer, that Reicha Lav Milsa means it's just not a, like a 60th, but it's still a mashu, so it's also a Pesach, and you're baking on Pesach itself. But Yesh Omer, no, Reicha Lav Milsa means qualitatively, it just doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist on Pesach. But my sister, Shalom, Makom Hefsin, Ruhr, Macher, Makom Hefsin, we are Mekel, although, you know, the, I guess this could come up. You know, you had a little, you know, chametz in your oven, and you bake on Pesach, but probably didn't come up for us all that much. The last halachi brings here, v'ayin le'kamen sovsim kuf yuches, mi'yishlo hachmi l'chachil lishbos shtei kederos v'achmi yamshal isra al'akira o litzlos isra itzel heter, says, if you want to know, l'chachila, forget about smell. Let's say in the open air. In the open air, is it okay l'chachila to, like, cook right next to treif? So we'll see that in Simon Kuf Yud Ches, whether that's good l'chachila or not. Okay, one second. Yeah. So I think that's it for Sif Aleph. Adam?
I'm going to ask my question.
And just, okay, just give me one second. All we have left is we'll have one more thing from Sif Beis.
Go. Now?
Yes.
Okay.
Finally.
The way Sif should ask, you weren't here. So the question is this. Why are we worried about this? We have two cases. We have a case of in the oven. We have one that, we have the hetter that's shamay, another one that's not. When the hetter, the shamay, comes over and makes another one be able to mefatim and then go back, why don't we say in lo yachol lefel sham? I mean, the actual Isser doesn't have the ability to give over. It's only because it retained, it got this new ability being fat that it has the ability to go over.
Ah, because
the Mari doesn't seem to be worried about that.
No, because all the Ri says is that if heter goes someplace, it doesn't carry the Isser with it. Over here, better. Basically, because of the same askana the Shach had by Tzli, which is that here we're not talking about bringing it with it, we're talking about changing the properties of the heter. Once the Isser changes once the heter changed the properties of the Isser and makes it, gives it a strong smell, then now the Isser has new properties, so it can do whatever it can do. Here we're talking about changing the properties, not about being bolea tam, but about changing the properties. The Rebbe is talking about if there's a blia. Here we're not talking about a blia, we're talking about a change in property. If I change the properties of something, then it has new properties.
So if you think Reach, which we have an argument about, Milsi, would be less likely to change a property than an Isser, which actually is...
But apparently it might be Lav Milsa for... It might be... We would paskin b'dievet, maker din Lav Milsa, in terms of a blia, but nonetheless, we're choshes that it could change a property. Maybe sometimes it's easier to change a property of something. After all, you know, if I don't know, I could take a solid, which has the property of Tzli, and mush it around and make it liquid. They don't have the property of Bishel, and that's there, you know, that doesn't change the tom. It just changes the properties. I guess that's what you have to say. Beis brings down a Mefurish Gemara, but Medvar remember Bitzli. This whole Isser is Bitzli. Avalam Balavashlam, Bekedera, Zela Atzmo. Vizela Atzmo, Filibatana Kotam, Pivsasum, Motor, Yapabi Shapia Kederos, Megula. This is only talking about roasting. But if you're cooking, and cooking means in liquid, and to the best of my knowledge, unless someone's really, really smart and figure a way out of this, when you cook things in liquid, you cook them in pots. So if you're cooking, then there's no problem at all. It's mutter, even a small oven, even if the oven is closed. If it's cooking, there's no problem. Now there's a machlokas. Why is there no problem in cooking? This is the Gemara. Why is there no problem in Bishel? What are the two pshatim? Why there's no problem in Bishel b'kedera? Bishel b'kedera seems to say there's no problem at all. Why is there no problem in Bishel b'kedera? Why is cooking less of a problem than roasting? Exactly. That's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Beis Yosef. The Rashba says, because cooked foods don't have a strong smell. The Beis Yosef and the Shach agrees with him, say, because the walls of the pot block the smell. Now, he doesn't mean they block the smell entirely, right? If here's your oven, and here's your two pots, even if the pots aren't covered, but the walls of the pot still block the smell partially because it would have to go up and around, and that weakens the smell. So that's my focus. Is it that when you cook things? Because it's definitely true, like there's even cooked meat, right? Cooked meat and roasted meat that doesn't have the same smell, right? If you put a pot of meatball or something and cook it, it's not going to smell the same way as a hamburger on the grill. Or is it not because of the food, but because of the walls of the of the pot? Okay, but mostly it's not such a big nafkamina. There are modest rules, but davka shatana pursuach k'dasal musasim mikolat studim k'derushim atamina machanu l'tzor Shabbos aser. That's only if it is at least a little open. But all of a sudden he brings a chumra. Oh, the Gemara said bishul is okay, but if it's totally closed, that's aser lechachila. But afila b'di'evid is machuyer. Not only is aser lechachila if it's sasim legamri. Even b'di'evid it might be aser if it's sasim legamri. Right? Bishul b'kdeira aval sasim legamri. Aser, says the Ramah. Even Midiyevi Yeshachim also Ismail the Magula of Makam Hesamruba Yesh Le Hakel Vafilu Midiyeved Aser. If there's no Hefsid Maruba. However, and the Shach quotes and Marshal says even perhaps a Meruba it's Aser, but there is a prima godim here in the Sifsei Das of Katan Yud Zayin who says this Iser but the evidence Aser Lagamre is only by Hatmana Shabbos Kedar Shemat Mina Macham Lutzor Shabbos, like we close the cholent in a totally enclosed area for Shabbos. Why does he pick the example of chulent for Shabbos? Because if you want to do atmana on your chulent Friday afternoon and put it in an enclosed area to stay hot till Shabbos morning, you're not going to even leave a vent. That's going to be totally closed. So we've got to make another deal. He says, no, only if you do it for many hours, like you save the chulent from Friday night Shabbos morning for many hours. So the prima godim says, the answer for the Eved is only if you have it there for many hours, like you insulate the cholent, says, okay, the Eved is not going to be so common, says the Prima Godim, Sif Sidas Yud Zayin, but Lamaisa, certainly Asul HaChilen, could be a chash of an Isra B'di'evet, and Marshal would say, even Shalom Makam Hefsim Ruva. Okay, that's basically the Sugya. Any other questions about the regular cases of Reicha Milsa?
Yeah, Reicha Lifgam.
What if the Reach is Lifgam? I mean, what if it's a bad smell? That's a great question. Or you'd have to assume it's no worse than Tom, or it should be Mutter.
Right.
So you'd think.
And also, what about if there's no oven, like no walls at all?
You mean if it's in the open air?
Yeah, grill.
Oh, so in the open air, it's it's for sure not chash of reyach. Meaning, even a big oven with an open door is much like achila. In the open air, it's nothing even to talk about. That's what the Gemara says. In the Gemara is a line like this in. He's going back to Siv Aleph and Sli. In the open air, there's no chash at all. I mean, that's your oven is the whole world and everything's open. So in the open air, is definitely no chash. That's what Rama says here. It says, look in Sof Sim and Kuf Yud Ches. When there's any need to be machmer to roast treif next to roast your kosher next to a guy who's roasting treif, because you seem to say you go to tzur and they ma'isim chal yom, they always roast the next to each other. I can't tell you the lashon of simukim yuches because I don't have it here and my palm crashed.
On that topic, there was a hefsher on Pesach that I saw here. Aristotle said it's special for Pesach, and for those allergies, it may contain traces of peanuts, wheat.
You have that in America also. It was on the Bartons.
And it said, but this has no halachic significance. But what you know is mine. When we were learning Simon, it reminded me of that. Absolutely. Because it's
That lechora would be like less than a reyach. That might just be a particle in the air or something. But probably what that means is, so it could be also the reyach, but what that might also mean is that if you could accidentally have some be'en in it, which would be less than a 60th. So you could accidentally have some be'en of wheat, which would be less than a 60th, and, you know, chametz is only also ramashu once Pesach starts. Right, there's no Isser Mashiv as long as it's mixed in before Pesach. So I'm not sure if they make it the Reach or the Rechoshish for Be'en, but even if that would be a Reach, that wouldn't be this kind of Reicha Milsik, since some they weren't roasting it at the same time. But yeah, that's very interesting. Okay.
You know how we said that the Ramah said somewhere that if you can take out the Isser, even though it's been in the Vatal, you should, with the Chayle?
Mm-hmm.
So over here, if you've got like a pork smell in your steak, and everyone can smell that it smells like that, it's any such thing that you should try and like add spices or something to get rid of it?
I would think not, because you mean to change the smell.
Yeah
but the reason I would think not, nothing to quote you, is because that's not really taking away the smell, that's just adding another smell. So it would be like, let's say the taste of pork in something, less than a 60, well then you wouldn't taste it. But so I wouldn't think.
This isn't working in the middle. Over there, working individual, so
no, he's talking about removing it. He's talking about even if it's bottle, you should try to remove it.
Because you can't remove, it's considered nicker, and so it won't be bottle. Over here, you're not relying on bittle.
Right. Fair enough. Well, maybe. It could be that you are, if you say that it's also a Pesach to just like a mashu.
Two things could be next to each other in Sifbeis, so that wouldn't be a problem with Zeya, or it's not dealing with Zeya?
We're not dealing with Zeya except for that one line here. Why are we not dealing with Zeya in this whole... why are we not dealing with Zeya here? So that's interesting. If you say, like the Rav Moshe Feinstein, that the reason we weren't dealing with Zeya most of the time there is because it was solid food. It's here if you're cooking. It's a liquid. So why aren't we dealing... And it's not covered, obviously. It was covered in that Torah. And it's a Taner Kata and a Piv Sasam. Why aren't we worried about the... Taka, that's a good question, right? A Taner Katan and Piv Sasum and two open Kederos. Why are we worried about the Zeya?
I think Zeya only comes from Bishul, though. That's where this
is Bishul.
This is the one Bishul picks,
though. Why aren't we worried about Zeya in this case? Now, one answer could be that maybe here it's talking about where it's not such, where it's a reasonably big oven, and there's no such thing as Zeya if it's not a very small space. But that would be against all the what we're always mocking for. Right? If you want to be really naked, you could say, well, even if it's totally closed, there's no Zeya except in something the size of a pot. You know, but that would be a big chiddush. Why aren't we worried about Zeya here? Any ideas? Why aren't we worried about Zeya? If Zay only goes up and down and not sideways, that would explain it. Still, why did Zay go up and up, lean into the whole roof of the oven, and then unless he just means in this case, when there wasn't Zeya, that would be... What? If you're cooking pots, you think there should be Zeya.
You have the same question over by the whole Zeya, so you could just deal with that there and escape.
No, because the whole Zeya sugya is usually with cooked foods, and cooked foods don't have Brecha, like we saw here. So why isn't he worried about Zeya here? That's a good question. Okay. Check the Bade, see what he says. Gimel is a total side point. It only comes up here because they were talking about kosher and treif in an oven. So Agav Urcha, this came up in Tosfos, and once it came up in Tosfos, everyone threw it into the same simon. Im yesham nunishal iser al hamardish akorin pala. I don't know the etymology of that. Any linguists? But I'll tell you what it is. Is there a word for it in English? In the pizza store, right, they have this big flat thing on a stick and they stick it under the thing and take it out? Is there an English word? That does not count as a word in English. You all know what it is. It's the marad. That thing which they take the pizza out of the oven with. That's what bakers use. So if
treif spills on the meradeh, then you're not allowed to use it that whole day for kosher. Miuk she'ein abas yoma mutter l'shtamish ba mishum de yefter ben yachar. But if it's not ben yoma, it's mutter because the yefter ben yachar. So what are they saying here? If you have, if in the same oven, now what's this holy yefter ben yachar? So they were talking about in the old days. When in medieval times, I think in many places in Europe, there was a government monopoly on baking. You paid the local feudal lord, and you got the monopoly on, in those days, monopolies, there were no laws against monopolies. There were laws for monopolies, because they could charge you and give you the monopoly and say, you know, you don't have a monopoly, anyone who violates your monopoly would be killed, and it was a good way for kings to raise money, because again, in those days, as opposed to nowadays, they were interested in raising money just to raise money, not necessarily to help the country. And so this would hurt everyone else because they'd end up paying through the nose, but it was a good way to enrich the king. So there's a monopoly on baking in most places in the Middle Ages. So there was one baker in town, and no one else was allowed to bake. And he was a guy. But you would bake bread, but you would also bake pies, right? Pashtidas and stuff. I don't think they made, like, they roasted meat in that oven, but they would bake pies as well. So what if some of the treif fat from treif in the oven spilled on the, whatever it's called? So, the, any dikduk, is it a marde or marade? So the, within 24 hours, that now has a tam of treif. Any bread he takes out with it is going to be treif meat or raisa. So you can't use it. But after 24 hours, it's fine. You can tell the guy to use it to take your bread out of it, put your bread into the oven and take it out of the oven. Why? Didn't we know that Eina Binyom was asr l'chachila? Right? Should be still be asr l'chachila to tell the guy. We learned Mefurish, I think it was in some Kuf Chav Beis, but as you asked it, that now he's asr l'chachila to use a cliche Eina Binyom, it's asr l'chachila to tell the guy to use it. So why here is it mutter? Ask the guy to use it. So that's a tosim machadesh. Chiyagav lo gozer. It's only nisur drabanan, and they're only gozer if it's efshar ben yachir. But here it's efshar because what that means is every time something spilled, the guy would have to manufacture a new marde, and he's not going to listen to you to do this. And he's a monopoly. He doesn't care what you think. He's not interested in your business. He knows he has you over a barrel. Therefore, chiyagav lo gozer. They were about a word gozer in this place where it's impossible, and. And that's a special heter here.
Isn't there a more basic answer that it's a crucial hakum, so there's no general crucial hakum? Is there a very good answer?
No.
Didn't Moshe say that? Like, you don't have to ask for it?
No. Rabbi Moshe says that if you don't tell the goy to do it, you're allowed to give a hechsher if the goy manufactures food on a cliche in a ben yom. That, not because it's his kli, because he's doing it on his own. But over here, what do you mean he's doing it on his own? He doesn't sell bread. You bring him the bread and he bakes it, and you ask him to give you bread. So over here, if he was selling the bread, then lechor that would be okay. But here, the issue is you're bringing him stuff and you're asking him to use the kli. So that's something you're allowed. Ask him to use the kli is for sure. Also, there's a special after the ef terbinyan acher. Okay, calls there are mudges. That's calls on shivas yomel lohani ba'agolav lo klipa kli umdas. He says, and don't think you can have any other trick, meaning Haggadah won't work, because this wasn't used in a pot. This was used on baking in the oven. And even taking off a klipa, let's say you shaved off a klipa, wouldn't work, because it's bolea, not just a klipa, the whole thing is bolea. There's in the Taz here in Sivkat and Zion is a whole ancient discussion. Maybe we won't go into it now. The Taz and the Dogel Mervava argue about a Shachan Magen Avraham we saw earlier. What if Taka, you had a treif Marde, and you did take out bread on it, how much of that would be usser if there was not Shamnunis be'en, but if it was just treif bolei in the kli, so the bliya will go from a kli to bread without rotev, but, and the bliya shamein, it's Shamnunis, will it go only through a kli kleeper, through the whole thing? That was the shock among the Rams, the Taz here, and the Dogel Mervava argue about the same thing, the Taz is Mekel, the Dogel Mervava is Macher, but he has proof, but they're not really so Macher. Okay, that's the same discussion that we saw earlier. Sif Dalid has this brice that we mentioned before. The Gemara in both sugyas of Recha Milsa, both Abai and Rava, and in the case of Rav and Levi, quote this machlokas tanaim about if you take bread and you put it on a barrel of wine. put it on top of a barrel of wine. So the Braisa says, Harod de paskama v'nasal pichavis yayin shol truma. It could be truma wine or meyer oser. Rabbi Yehuda matir, and Rabbi Yossi says wheat is mutter, but oser b'shal sorim kasorin ashofos. Kasorin absorb better. So, and Reish Lakish says, what the machlokes? The machlokes is not if you put cold bread on a closed barrel of wine. That's for sure mutter. The machlokes is not if you put hot bread on an open barrel of wine on top of the hole. That's for sure usr. Machlokes is cold bread on an open barrel or hot bread on a closed barrel, because even a cold barrel, the smell escapes. That's the machlokes tanaim. We paskin l'maisa, we're mekel at rekalav milsa. Right, we're mekel. So we don't but, now this is a big machlokes rishonim. We're mekel at rekalav milsa. But are we mekel? But Reish Lakish said that but in the case of pas chama, I mean, you have to see the signal. There's a case of hot bread on an open barrel that everyone agrees is usher. And Abaye says, you see everyone agrees is usher? That proves that Reicha Milsa. So what does Rava say back? Does Rava say, no, I agree that that's usher, but other things are mutter? Or does Rava say, no, I disagree with Reish Lakish, and that's also mutter? So that's what we've shown him, how to cheshbon out the sugya of Avodah Zarah, where Reish Lakish says, all the Tanoim agree to answer by pas chama, the chavis, psucha. Do we admit that everyone agrees that's usher? Or do we say, no, that's just the opinion of Reicha Milsa? We hold that's mutter. So that's the machlokes, lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch here, paskins like the Bali Tosos and others, who say it's usher. So he says, I think the Shach points that out someplace here. Yeah, the Tosos and the Rush says that everyone agrees this is also. This case is worse than Rav and Levi's argument, Machlokas, about the roasting meat, and it's worse than Bastia of Abai and Rava. This case, Lukuli Al-Masr. So, Paskam Shem Nachzal Gavichoves Psucha Shel Yayin Nesech, we say that if the... that if you put the hot bread right on a open barrel of yayin esech, v'davkum nachs negedam gufo, of course, only on an open barrel on the hole. You know, if there's a hole on top of the barrel, and you put the bread not on that hole, then the smell's going to go everywhere but that bread. But if you put it on the hole, then it is also even b'di'evet of olam pasto nenes, afilum v'chavis psucho, paskam v'chavis megufa, mutter. But if the bread is cold, even if it's on the opening of the barrel, or the bread is hot but the barrel is closed, and kol shekein, if it's cold bread on a closed barrel, it's mutter. V'im haya pasa orim asurim paskam afilu chavs megufa. But if it was barley bread, which absorbs more, the Rif says, it's a little funny, it actually absorbs the end of the wine. Not sure exactly how that works. Rashi says it just absorbs smell better. Then, and it was hot barley bread, then even on a closed barrel, it's still asur. And the Shach says, huadin, an open barrel, and pasoneres. In any case, we have this... some masorah that certain cases are usher b'di'evet in bread. Should have left room for one more. This is the case of pas chama v'chavis psucha, which, if we remember, we explained that was the source of number one. That's where you got the usher of sasam legamri, because they're a hot thing, and there's no place for the smell to escape. Or pas seorim, and it was chama or the chavis was open, right? Those cases are also even b'di'evet. Now, this is not so pasha. The Prima Gadim here in the Sifsei Das of Katan Chav Aleph quotes the Pri Chadash. He's Baramistan. The Pri Chadash disagrees. Pri Chadash says, no, we don't agree to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says everyone agrees it's usher. We hold it's mutter. So this is controversial. It's a big machlokas achronim had a paskin. So I'll just point out here that the Pri Chadash and Mekel, he says, we don't hold from this at all. Lamaisa, it doesn't really come up that much. Okay. That's the first half of this simon. What are we left with? Hey, Vav, and Zion. I assume people finished preparing the simon?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Since we missed here on Sunday, we can make up another few minutes.
Is it
the bread is definitely going to be very small compared to the wine.
I mean, there's like a little bit more of a lot of bread.
Maybe one piece of bread. L'chor, everyone admit the one piece of bread could be a vata l'chor.
Can you just read number 5 again?
Only because I remember what I wrote. Pas chama v'chavis pesucha, o pasaorim chama o chavis pesucha. Right, it's pasaorim, then even if it's hot on a closed barrel or cold on an open barrel, be more machmer. Hey is the actual case of bastiha. Right, where Rava paskind Recha lav milsa. What was that case? Mutter lishof b'fiv reich yayin nesech derech nekev shevachavis leidim utov. A strange thing, I don't think we do it anymore. You have yayin nesech, and it's mutter to, with your mouth, to suck the smell with your mouth out of some sort of straw through a hole, which you wouldn't be eating it, but you'd be able to tell if you're an expert the quality of the wine. The Ramad have also the tombo afishinu bolo. This goes back to Simon Sadiches. But it's also to taste it, even without swallowing. It's also to taste treif, right? Remember, everyone agrees also to taste treif. Contra is just, it might or might not be treif, you know, but it's also to taste mamish treif, even if you don't swallow it, but it's mutter to taste the smell, because reich alav milsa, smell is not considered like a taste. Reich alav milsa. So it's mutter to taste the smell. V'asr, then he just adds, v'asr lezalif yayin nesech, she'asr behana, v'al mutter lezalif stam yenam, dim mutter behana. It says zilaf. Zilaf is, I think it's sort of like air fresheners nowadays, no? Mm-hmm. That you would sprinkle it around the room. They even had a special kli they would use for it, if you were fancy. So it's also do zilaf yayin nesech, because asr behana. But it's mutter to do zilaf with stam yenam, because stam yenam is mutter behana. That's a little controversial. The Shach and someone else here brings that up. Is it really true, or we may kill so much in Stam Yenim and Hana? But at least in most cases, Stam Yenim is much of Hana. But I ain't helping the Ayin Esech to get to the very bottom of it. Now, there's one funny thing here, which we'll get to in Sif Zayin. Sif Vav is, you know what? Let's skip to Sif Zayin now. Now let's. Let's just review this for a second. Why is it mutter to do the bastiha? Why is it mutter to do the bastiha? Why isn't it considered like eating yayin esech? Because we paskin rechalav milsin, smelling is not like eating. Now, just what other question do you have? It's mutter to do the bastiha of yayin esech, but also to do zilaf. Why is it also to do zilaf? Because zilaf is hana, and yayin esech is also hana. So you might ask, why isn't it hana'ah to smell the yayin esech? Teinach reich alav milsa, it's not a chila. But everyone agrees reich is hana'ah. What? So why isn't that aser b'hana'ah? This is something which they don't discuss so explicitly here. Why isn't it aser b'hana'ah to do this smelling the yayin esech? After all, what's zilaf about? L'chora, zilaf is some sort of smell thing. So why isn't Bastia Usr because of Handa'ah? So what do you want to answer? Eitan? Sorry, he just said it already. Why isn't it Handa'ah? Sorry, Eitan?
Kavana.
Exactly, because your Kavana is not for Handa'ah. That's the Ran's answer. The Ran says it's a Dabar She'eino Mishavi. Your Kavana is not for Handa'ah. If you'll ask me, what do you mean Dabar She'eino Mishavi? Isn't it a... Sigresha. This is a famous rabbi. It's actually quoted in many years of Allah, who says, there's no problem with Sigresha by Hana. Sigresha is only answered by Shabbos, not by Hana. And Dabar She'eino Mishavi is mutter. Okay, anyone have any other answers as to why this is not an Isra Hana? The Ran is, I think it's Alatar in the Sugin of Zara, which, I might. It's either in Avodah Zarah or in Chulin. Sorry, you have to find. Any other theories? Why is it not Hana?
It's Eino Nana.
Why is it not Nana?
It's just not good. It's very strong.
So exactly. Tosfos. Tosfos. Tosa says the whole reason, remember what Tosa says, Tosa is passing Recha Milsa by meat and Lav Milsa only by wine. Why is it Lav Milsa by wine? Because it's so strong that it hurts you. And that's not a Recha, that's Milsa. Tosa says this guy would feel pain from the smell of the wine. But it was a Parnasa. You know, but it would be, so of course not Hana, Adarab, it hurts you. It's just that you can tell the quality of the you can tell the quality of the wine. Okay, any other theories? Whatever the quality of the wine is, it's still Yayin Esek.
Oh, I guess
maybe
Chomets of Yayin Esek is also Asur Bana.
Oh, the vinegar is also Asur.
Yeah, it's still good to eat. It's just not as wine.
The Ziluf is made for smell, but wine, you're going to get enough from the smell. You may not like it. You may not like the smell of wine. I mean, it's not made for smell. Not all wine smells great.
Okay, I might take half of your sentence, if you'll allow. The Rabbein Tam and the Rashba and the Mordechai and many Rishonim say, Eino Osoi Lehariyah. This is where the Shach sort of borrowed it from earlier. The nature of the validity of that borrowing is somewhat controversial. We won't go into it. He says, it's only Hanah to smell something that was made for smell. But over here, this wine is not for smelling. This wine is for eating. Smelling is not Hanah. Where did he get this idea from? Anyone? Oh, read the Shach. Where did he get the idea that smelling is only Hanah if it's made for smelling? But if it's made for eating, smelling is not Hanah.
That's
really good. Yeah, every like Esrog. Right? It's Mefurish Gemara. Right? Everyone knows this is Maisim Chol Yom, although we make it a little more complicated. A lot of folks can write that for us, even in Esrog, we lost our smell because of the Suffolk Bracha. But, okay, in the days of Chazal, they knew what bracha, they knew whether or not to make a bracha, just we forgot this. But Hadas is also to smell, because it's Mutzel and Tzvah, so it's Asur Bahadah, so you can't smell it. But an Esrog is Mutter to smell. Because, and according to most poskim, meaning it's mutter to smell, and if you smell it on purpose, you make for a asherasa merech tov peros, it's no problem. It's mutter to smell, an esrog, because its purpose is eating, so smelling is not hana. Okay, so that's mefurish. Anything which is not meant for smelling, anything which is meant for eating, smelling is not hana. I'll give you just one other answer, agav, that the Rach and the Ramban, the Sefer Ha'aruch say, although many Rishonim say this way, they say, it's not smelling. They say you don't actually smell it in the Bastiha, very cleverly. You don't smell it, you just smell the smell in your mouth. When you smell with your mouth, only with your nose is Hana, with your mouth, that's not Hana. You only enjoy, it's only Hana to smell with your nose. Smelling with your mouth is not Hana, that's weird. You do it in this case professionally. So there are four answers why there's no Isra Hanah here. Why do I care about these four answers? Because the Nafkamina is Sif Zion. What's the big Nafkamina? Let me give you here's the Nafkamina. Can I smell, what's a good example of an Isra Hanah? Let's say, beautiful, right? Klai HaKerem bread baking in the bakery. And I love that smell. Can I smell it? What would you say? Can I smell a Klai HaKerem bread in the bakery? Is it mutter or not? Can I smell it? Depends. According to which daya is it mutter? According to this daya, it's mutter. According to the other dayas, it should be aser. The other day I said it's only mutter to bastia because Dabar Sheinim is common or because it's mazik or because I'm not using my nose. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashi and the Mordechai, many Rishonim should be mutter. So halach l'maisa, there's a big nafkamina. You mind if I erase this? No, I forgot to ask. Okay. Halach l'maisa, here we have a tremendous nafkamina. Can I smell an iser hanah, right, on purpose, right, for a nice smell. A nice smelling iser hanah to smell it on purpose. So, if it's not made for smell. So, the Ran and the Tosos. Right, that's the Nafkamina. Where does the Nafkamina come up? In Sif Zion. B'samim shel avodah zarah klai karim va'orla asur l'ariach lehem. B'samim of basar v'cholav klai karim v'avodah zarah asur to smell. Which word should you be medayek in? B'samim are asur to smell. Why? Because they're made for smell. But non-b'samim are mutter to smell. So the mechaber is being makil. The mechaber is makil that only if it's made for smell is it anah. But not besamim. Food of is of avodah zarah, basa of chalav and klai karam is mutter to smell. The shach takes him to task. This is very fascinating because the shach takes him to task. Now, why is the mechaber so sure that this is the right answer? Because they have a gemara in Sukkah, right? Esro. So, what does the shach argue? The shach says. The Shach argues, and the Shach says, no, it depends how you read that Gemara in Sukkah. The Mechaber, in Reign of Time, and the Rashi Mordechai, and many other Rishonim read the Gemara in Sukkah as saying that an esrog is meant for eating, so smelling is not hana, it's mutter to smell. However, the Shach says, Shach and Gros say, no, they argue. Shach and Gros say, no, they argue. They say, no, you misunderstood the Gemara in Sukkah. Why is an esrog aser b'hana on Sukkahs? Hooked to the mitzvah, they say, you were makhtzit it, in your mind. So what does the word sukkah mean? In your mind, you only intended to be makhtzit the esrog from eating, not from smelling. But that's just in your mind. That's because you only think about the main use. But if it was an objective esrog, no, be also to smell also. Just since esrog is a subjective esrog, not because you decided to be makhtzit it, therefore it's mutter to smell. That seems to be somewhat of a chiddush. I would have said, no, once you're makhtzeh, it's objectively asur b'hana'ah. But that's the machlokes. Machlokes is an esrog objectively asur b'hana'ah, once you decide it's for the mitzvah? Or no, you subjectively make the whole asur b'hana'ah. So Rebbe Chaber says, an esrog is an objective asur b'hana'ah, and it's mutter to smell. So we say smelling of food is not asur b'hana'ah, is not hana'ah, only smelling a fragrance is asur b'hana'ah. Shach LeGros say no. Esrog is not objectively asur b'hana'ah. It's only asur b'hana'ah because you want it to be asur b'hana'ah. And you only wanted it to be asur from eating because you only think about the main use. But if it had been objectively asur b'hana'ah, it would have been asur to smell as well. Therefore, in a real objective asur b'hana'ah, like basar v'chalav klai karam and avodah zarah, it's asur even to smell a food stuff. L'maisa, the shach, in the end, was a little, it wasn't so sure. So he says, hilkach avodah zarah kopanim in lohakal. He says, at least in avodah zarah, we should be, we should be machmir. Why is he machmir specifically on? On avodah zarah?
It's not so Marco from Tosos, if I recall correctly, why he was not her specifically in the Zara. So he says, really, yeah, because avodah zarah tosus mechadish. That's a pasuk. You're loke even shaloka der hanasam. Therefore, when we're machmer, if the girl points out, it should be the same thing in klai karam. So the shach lemaisa was only machmer in avodah zarah, and even though he doesn't say so, lachora you have to admit klai karam. Lachora, because they're also even shaloka der hanasam. It's at least like shaloka der hanasam. The girl is machmer legamrei halach lemaisa. The mechaber's meikel, this comes up, when does this come up most often? When does this shaila come up? Can you smell, again, let's hazard, a fragrance of Isra Hanah, that is also to smell, that's Hanah. How about a food of Isra Hanah? So the mechaber's meikel, that's not Hanah, it's meant for food, but the gra and the shach also is noted that way, at least by Avodah Zarah, is machmer. When does this come up often?
to smell a cheeseburger, although I don't know how great a cheeseburger usually smells. Smelling a cheeseburger. No, the popcorn's not nicer enough. Come in nicer enough. Pesach, how about the bakery on Pesach? A lot of people like that bakery smell on Pesach. Mm. That's, I think, even more so. But you know, this happened to me also on a flight down to Houston Thursday night. It's really annoying, the Continental. It's like a no-meal flight. Instead, it's like a snack flight, which is like a meal. But they don't have a kosher option. So the dinner on the flight was cheeseburgers. So that's what, cheeseburgers and salad. I declined the cheeseburger, but I sat there smelling the cheeseburgers the whole time. Oh, that's no problem, because Martin Rosar says, if low extra of low kamachavim is, you know, certainly no place else to go on a plane. It wasn't mechavim. And even the salad, so we learned, I could have eaten the salad, except for the fact that it was all shash to lime. So that didn't really help. And I only realized afterwards there was a Twix bar with an OU in the box with the salad after I already declined the meal and it was too late. So I passed it. Okay, Viking. So smelling the cheeseburger, smelling chametz on Pesach, this is a big issue, and this would depend on this machlokas. This is discussed, the first Be'er Halachim, some tough men Gimel discusses, can you smell chametz on Pesach? That would be totally on this machlokas. Lech Ori, even though the Mechaber is Mekel, I think Lech Ori is room to be machmir here. Lech Achila, well, you probably shouldn't on purpose smell. Yeah, we're talking about smelling on purpose. Shouldn't on purpose smell the cheeseburger? But even cheeseburgers is not so pasha, because it's not clear that most cheeseburgers are possible called doraisa. Depends, you know, how they make the cheeseburger, et cetera, et cetera. But at least the comments on Pesach, this is the Be'er Halachim, Simon Tafman Gimel discusses this. The first one is Simon Tafman Gimel, talks about the Israel of Chametz. So he says, what about smelling the Goyish bakery on Pesach? Or normally even the Jewish bakery on Pesach, unfortunately, some places. So the Goyish bakery on Pesach, so he says that... That the most achronim answered it. The chelkas machokek says no, maybe it should be mutter because the mechaber. It's not meant for smell; it's meant for food. But he says that he actually doesn't. Interestingly enough, he doesn't bring in the gra here. He brings in some other factors, but according to this gra, that should be usher. The Mishnah Berurah brings in a few other factors, l'hachmir, like maybe in chametz, reichas always milsa, and we're more machmir, or maybe it's exer, you might come to eat it, because lo b'dilim in it, you're used to eating it all year long. Or maybe bakery bread is omed l'hariach, because maybe the bakers intend to make a smell so they'll attract customers. So that's very fascinating. So l'maisa, he's machmir on this, although with other reasons, l'chumra as well. So see that b'ir alachas, in the beginning of Simon Tafman Gimel, who's machmer on this? Even in a stam cheeseburger, where let's say you didn't have these other reasons, lechor it would be better to be machmer. Lechor would be better to be machmer, especially since, even in front of the shach, you should probably add basar b'chalav and kliya keren to avodah zarah, because these are all things which are also deraisa, even shaloka der hanasim. So the shach might be more machmer, the gro would add even arla. So lemaisa, it's probably better to be machmir and not purposely smell even a food that's also b'handa. Of course, smelling the fragrance that's also b'handa is also l'kuli alma. But I'll just point out two things, then we'll end. One thing very important to point out: the Pesach Tshuva brings up in Sivkat and Hay against the Shilta Giborim. The Shilta Giborim, I think, is Tamua. He brings down the Imuna Shmuel. He says this is ultimately Isurei Hana. Isurei Achila, you're allowed to smell. Right, if it's just trafe meat, you know, walk down Washington Heights and they're barbecuing meat on the street, there's little vendors, that's mutter to smell. We don't go so far as to say, like Reicha Milsa, that smelling is like eating it. So, Isur Achila are mutter to smell. The shash, the machloksi, the machaber, and the shach and the gra is by Isur Hana. Vas b'cholav, Arla, Kaya Kerem, and Avodah Zarah. The shach is Vas b'cholav, just because there are no besamim made of Vas b'cholav. But for Yisrael Achila, we're not machmer. You're allowed to smell the trafe bakery all year long, or the trafe McDonald's, or whatever. Okay, so that's, I think, pretty much it. If there's no other questions about smell, just briefly, we skipped it, because it's a
an obvious point. It says Sakshal Pilkimlim Zangvil Shimik Akana Yayinesa Mutula Riyapim Volusam Davdol Usur. First part is pretty obvious. There was a
bag of spices. How did they spice up their wine? They would put spices in like a tea bag. In a tea bag, put it in the wine for the wine to get the spice, and then take it out. So you're allowed to smell those spices that were in the wine. Because you're not smelling the wine. The spice smell goes into the wine. The wine smell doesn't go into the spice. You're not going to smell wine in that, because the smell of spice is so much stronger than that of the wine. So that's no problem, because it's really a kosher smell, not a trace smell. If it had been the other way around, maybe, you know, that would be a shadow. But this way around is fine. He just points out, however, even though we consider these spices to be mutter to smell, because the yayin nesach in them doesn't add a smell, says you still can't use them for havdalah, because it's mios. It's just disgusting to use anything with yayin nesach for havdalah, even though the smell is not the smell of yayin nesach. The smell is the smell of the zangvil and the, what was it? The pilpul, the pepper and the ginger, but it's still, it's pasnished to use it for a mitzvah that has yayin nesach in it. So homach logzir and the taz and the shach should be die from here that pepper is considered besamim. You can use pepper for avdala. So the taz says we see from here you can use pepper for avdala. The nekudas akesef says no way. Pepper is not a spice. Pepper is not a fragrance. Pepper is a spice. And lemaisa, I think we should be mocking like nekudas akesef and not use pepper for avdala. You ever see anyone use pepper for avdala? That's why, because we say pepper is a spice, not a fragrance. Some things are spices and fragrance like cinnamon or stuff, but pepper doesn't really have a nice smell, does it? Fair enough. What? That doesn't count as a nice smell in my book. Okay, so the mice said don't use pepper for, and it's not just a matter of havdalah. I mean, don't say boring me with some on pepper, because it does not consider to have a nice fragrance. Okay, so that's pretty much it for Reicha Milsa. On where are people up to in Seder? What? Here, okay, great. So on Sunday, we will go through Simen Kuf Tes, and if we have some extra time, we'll start Simen Kuf Yud. Okay, but I won't go so long.
Quick question.
Oh, sure.
Can I ask one thing about how much from a shire of the whole thing, how much is there to be raised up? If we're concerned, if the issue is vital, so why, let's say we're reshiring the whole thing, so why would we not do something to the Samashi more than something which is just regular Isra, which is about the Shisha? I mean, why is there more of a problem about Fonsi Pesach by Isra Mashu? You say it's a bundle by everything else also, unless you have a tiny little thing which is creating the Raya.
So it's like this. When the whole discussion of Mishar B'Shishim was by cases where we hold Reicha Ismail, so like Farif or Sasim Lagamre or etc. Right? By cases where we decided that Reicha was Lav Milsa, it's Lav Milsa. The question is, when it's Lav Milsa, it's still a Mashmi. That's maybe I didn't understand. That's good.